Hallelujah. God is so good. We declare the victory, the glory, and whatever else the Holy Ghost tell you to declare, declare it. It belongs to you. Don't let the devil take your victory. Don't let the devil take your glory. He ain't taking my victory either, sister. None. Mm-mm. We got the victory. There's a song I sing. I don't know about we. I'm always singing something. Brother, did you want to sing? Yeah, say something.
You know, when the Hebrews, when they got back the Ark of the Covenant after the Philistines had captured it for a while, mm-hmm. and they were bringing it back to the city, and the Bible says that David danced.
Yes, he did. My God.
The Bible says this man was, and so I tried to visualize that, him dancing with all his might. Well, see, and that was their thing that they promised that they believed and trusted in about the Ark of the Covenant. Well, you know what? Jesus is coming back.
Yes, he is.
And so I am thankful to God that that's our prize, even though they saw it differently back there, but that's our prize. That's what
just a little bit.
Just a little bit of faith.
Come on with it.
Faith, 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 faith. Just a little bit of faith. You don't need a whole lot. Just use what you got. Faith, faith, faith. Just a little bit of faith. Joy, joy, joy.
Just a little bit of joy. Yeah.
Joy, 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 just a little bit of joy. You don't need a whole lot, just use what you got. Joy, 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 just a little bit of joy.
Yes, we need it. Come on.
Love, love, love. Just a little bit of love.
Yeah.
Love, love, love. Just a little bit of love. Love need a whole lot. Just you, what you got.
Amen. Hallelujah. Brought something new to the table. Loving it, loving it, loving it. Man, God is just a good God. He is a mighty, 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 mighty God. Lord, God is just so good. Anybody else, wife, you want to testify? Thought maybe she wanted to testify. Okay.
God. Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. God is really, 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 really good. And man, I tell you, our hearts go out to the young lady. We love her. In so many words, we help bring her up. We give her some word. But, you know, people that's in your life, family, they have a great impression on you. And so everything that this lady said, she called and pronounced all kind of curses and judgments on us, and the word quickly come back to me. And I was telling my son, I told my wife this, and said, you know what the Bible tells us? God said that no weapon formed against us will prosper, and every tongue that rise up against you in judgment, they were pronouncing judgment and curses up on our lives, God is going to condemn it. Because this is the heritage of yours. And so everything that she said, I thought about Pharaoh. She just pronounced judgment up on her own house. And everything that she said fell right back on them. You know, it was sad because these are people that's old enough to be our parents, you know. But it takes something. It really does take something to bridle the tongue. You can't tame it. Boy, I tell you, but it take a whole lot. I don't care how saved you are. When the enemy keep on scratching and pulling on your collar and, you know, keep on nudging you and calling you, sending texts, you think you're getting a legitimate text and it's something crazy. You know, it take a lot to bridle your tongue, but through it all, we learn to trust in Jesus. Through it all, we learn to depend on God. And God gave us the victory, you know, and so sad, you know, we kept saying, you know, our little young family, we kept saying it's all about the baby. You know, it's all about the baby. You know, it's about the baby. It's not about Tylen. It's not about the mama. It's not about the grandparents. It's all about the baby. What's good for this child, you know, and so I like to say I thank God for giving her the victory because I believe God got his hands up on her life. Ever since she was a baby, she has gone through some horrific and terrible things that God has been keeping her. You know, God has been keeping her and keeping her and keeping her. So I just thank the Lord for it. You know, he's just an awesome God. So he's coming in, look like. And I'm going to let, he said he wanted to say something. I'm going to let him say something. And so we just praise God. All we got is God. You know, God is showing us each and every day through our tests, our trials. If it's not ours, it's somebody else's that we're walking with through some things. You know, he's showing us each and every day how to stand and depend and lean up on him. And so I just thank the Lord this morning for just being truly a God. And yes, the person said, your God must be the brother of the devil. And I looked, I said, Twan, when last time the devil had victory? I said, the devil don't get victory. I said, when last time the devil made it over? You know, this is your Jesus. Yes, he's my Jesus. Now you talking right now. My Jesus give me the victory. Yes, he's my Jesus. You ought to make him your Jesus. If he ain't none of your Jesus, he need to be your Jesus too. You know? Then we'll know how to get along with one another. We got so much of that going on. And, you know, the young people, they want to lash out. They want to do what young people really only know to do. All they see to do is lash out and be, you know, ignorant with the people. But, you know, you got to shun evil. You got to shun the very evil, you know. Get away from it, you know. Step away from it, you know. Maintain your course. This is the course that God put us on. This is what we believe. It don't feel right. It don't seem right. It don't look right. Lord, it's been too long, but Lord, I'm going to wait until my change comes, because I know a change is going to come and it's going to be good. And as I said, Lord, I kept holding on to what God showed me in a dream, that grandmother was coming up our step and saying, victory, victory, victory. You all got victory. And I'm not a dream. My wife is my children. They do all the dreaming. But God gave me that dream, and I just grabbed hold of it. And I believe, even as God had showed me and told me, that it shall be mine. Victory shall be yours if you can hold on to. Victory is already yours. Just endure. Pastor say, all we got, all we got to do is endure. All we got to do is just last long. You know, we can last long. We are wonderfully and fearfully made. We're made to endure. We're better than Duralast. You know, that battery they call Duralast, Die Hard, we're better than all that. God made us in his likeness, in his image. You know, we're trying to bring God to our likeness and our image. No, man, that's a step way down. When you come down here trying to be like, we're trying to be like Jesus. And when you be like Jesus, God gonna show you great and mighty things that you didn't know. So I just praise the Lord this morning for what he's doing. And our hearts and our prayers, not just our heart, our prayers are going out for that young lady. This is what they should have been doing. And I just believe, I told Pastor, I believe that God is going to allow me to minister to that family. You know, I believe God, and I'm ready to minister to them too. God going to allow me to speak to this family. Speak about this Jesus. That's all. I just want to talk about Jesus. That's all. I want to talk about what happened in the courtroom. You know, I don't want to talk about that. You know, we're going to get past that. It's time for us to get over. We got to get past some stuff, you know, and keep going forward together. So I just thank the Lord again for being mighty and great. And my son is here. He said he will come. He want to testify. I'm going to let you stand up and testify, young man, if you desire to. I'm not forcing. And don't think I'm making. If you want to sit, just say, wave your hand. Give him a wave offering. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Yeah, because he was saying to Daddy, do they know? I said, yeah, they know from day one. I said, boy, you'd be surprised who was praying for you. You know, all kind of folk were praying for you and praying for that baby. So we thank the Lord this morning. And, you know, what the devil meant for our bad and our evil, God turned things around. And work it out and make it for your good. He make it for your good. Because he said, I know the thoughts that I have, I think toward you. Thoughts of peace and not evil. So God is going to turn some curses into blessings. You know, a lot of times we think that we are cursed. A lot of times we think when we're in the body of Christ, we're serving God. I was one of the ones that was out there. Said, man, when I wasn't saved. I think I might have talked to Green about this. When I wasn't saved, man, I had a lot of money in my pocket. I kept money. I kept things that I needed. I kept them. Y'all catching it? I had those things. They was in my possession. I didn't have to ask nobody for nothing. I didn't have to go to daddy. I didn't have to go to pastor. I didn't have to go to nobody. Those things was in my possession. I thought I was a self-made man. I thought I did all this, Brian. You know, I went to work. I don't know what you're talking about. I'm dealing with them crazy folk on the job. You know, I'm dealing with the people on the street. This is me, I. But I found out I is in him. Because in him do I, H-I-M, live and move and have my being. I found out that I was only living in Jesus all that time. It was him that was providing my needs. It wasn't none of me. It wasn't none of me. It ain't none of you. It's God's grace. When you think you doing it, you ain't doing nothing. God looking down on you and said, some incense is coming up. Somebody praying for, he just don't know it. You know, so I'm going to do this thing for you. But I thank the Lord for just opening up my eyes to let me know that it was all Jesus all along. There's a song that said he was there all the time, waiting patiently. Yes. And so it's Jesus. I want to lift up Jesus. No man, no woman, no flesh. Nobody get the glory, but the Spirit of the living God. He gets all the glory. So I thank the Lord this morning, Father. As we come to you this morning with thanksgiving and praise, God, we thank you for your word. We thank you, Father, for every praise, every worship, God. We pray, God, that it was acceptable in your sight. Now, Father, I ask that you would use me for the time that you have allowed me, God, to stand before your people in the stead of our pastor, Lord. And I pray, Father, God, that you will speak to the hearts of your people this morning, God. In Jesus' name, Father, I do pray. Give God one more good praise this morning, because he is worthy, not me, not nobody. God is worthy of the praise. I'm going to be in the book of Joshua chapter 9. I try to get out of this book, but he won't let me out. And somebody, I'm going to need to read Joshua 10. So somebody can get Joshua 10, chapter 1, 1 through verse 1 through 10. I'm starting with chapter 9 now. And somebody be so gracious, please, to get Joshua 10. Going to ask you to read that. We want to start the first verse. And it came to pass when all the kings which were on this side Jordan, in the hills and in the valleys and in all the coasts of the great sea over against Lebanon, the Hittite, the Amorite, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, the Jebusites, heard thereof, that they gathered themselves together to fight with Joshua and with Israel with one accord. And when the inhabitants of Gibeon, that's the Hivites, y'all remember that, heard what Joshua had done unto Jericho and Ai, they did work willingly and went and made as if they had been ambassadors, and took old sacks upon their asses and wine bottles old and rent and bound up, and old shoes and clothes upon their feet, and old garments upon them. And all the bread of the provision was dry and moldy. Here it is. You got this nation, little Israel, coming over on this side of Jordan. And you got the five nations coming against them. But one of these nations heard, all of them heard, but one of them really heard about what God had done for them. And so these people, the Bible says, they did willingly. And some people say deceitfully. And, you know, some people say they did something undercover, underhand. But I'm going to say they did something very wise. And I'm going to show you why. They did something very wise. And it behooves us to do something very wise in this day. Joshua and all the people was looking at the outward appearance of these people, what they had on. The Bible says that they took old stuff. Sound like they had some new stuff, but they took the old stuff. And they started putting, dressing up, making it look like they had been on the journey for a long time. And they took these old things. How many know that, you know, when God looks up on a person, he don't look on what you got on. He don't look on the outward appearance as people do. God looks at the heart, you know, so it ain't about what you got on. It ain't about what you know. You know, God said, the words tells us that your righteousness is as a filthy rag. So these people was making some provision. God looks at the heart, you know, and we can look at people and not have the discerning like God sees. God said, you don't see like I see, you know, you don't know like I know. And God looks on the inward part. And it wasn't that they was trying to deceive Joshua and all Israel for no good reason. You know, they had to do something, because they said they heard about this God. They heard about what he did on that side of Jericho and on this side of Jericho. So they was making provision. They were preparing themselves for what was about to come. because they knew that something was coming. Is anybody making provision? Is anybody preparing this morning for what is about to come? The brother just said it, and we know Jesus is coming soon. He's coming real soon. We've been hearing it. We've been saying it. I've been hearing it since I was a little boy. Jesus is coming. And when I was little, I got a little afraid, you know, because I'm thinking he's going to come like you said, the disciples. They thought he was coming back tomorrow. I thought he'd be back tomorrow. When I wake up, I'll be seeing Jesus, you know, because mom and daddy, they talked about this stuff all the time in that living room. I couldn't sit, but I'd be at the door listening. We'd be walking past like we ain't paying attention, but that stuff just coming on down, filtering on, getting down in you. Like, they said Jesus coming soon. When he going to come? You know, because you know, because tomorrow we got some plans, Pastor. We supposed to go over there and play football against the West Side guys, and we supposed to go. Is he going to come tomorrow? You know, we wasn't making no provision. We worried about what tomorrow was going to bring, but we knew Jesus was coming. I believe Jesus is coming. So they were making provision for what was about to happen. Ain't too many people making no provision. Ain't too many people preparing. They heard about what Jesus, what God had done. We've heard all the time. But yet, nobody's saying, well, I got to take me some old moldy clothes and some old raggedy stuff. I got to put on something. You know, I got to make sure that, you know, I make provision. Nobody's making provision too much today. And so, verse 6, and they went to Joshua unto the camp of Gilgal and said unto him and to the men of Israel, we be come from a far country. Now, therefore, make a league with us. And they said unto Joshua, we are thy servants. And Joshua said unto them, who are you and where you come from? You know, what you mean? You know, make a league, make a covenant with you. You know, the men of Israel, they had some kind of suspicious. You know, they were suspicious, like, well, what you mean? Make a covenant with y'all? Prevention. Perhaps y'all dwell among us. Maybe you our neighbor. What you mean? You might be a wolf in sheep clothing. You want me to make a pact with a wolf? You want me to make? You could be the devil. You can be my very enemy trying to come in the camp to spy out the camp. You want me to make a league with you? Huh? And Joshua said, you know, who are you? They said, we are your servants. You know, I don't think they really getting it now. But these men, I like to tell you that I believe that they were legitimate. They was wise about what they were doing. And so they said, how can we make a league with you? You know, now they knew that God had told Moses that when you go on that side, I want you to destroy all those nations that I read, the Hivites, the Jebusites, all those nations. He said, let me read it to you. Deuteronomy 7. When the Lord thy God shall bring thee in the land whither thou goest to possess it, and they cast out many nations before thee, the Hittites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, the Canaanites, the Perizzites, the Hivites, which is Gibeon, the city of Gibeon, the Jebusites, seven nations greater and mightier than you. They are mightier than Israel, you know. And when the Lord thy God shall deliver them before thee, thou shalt smite them and utterly destroy them, that thou shalt make no covenant with them. Here it is, they done made a covenant. And they finna make this covenant. Nor show mercy unto them. Don't show them no mercy. Get rid of them. Neither shall thou make marriages with them. Thy daughters thou shalt not give unto thy son, nor his daughter shall thou take to thy son. Why? Why don't you want us to do that, Lord? For they will turn away thy sons from following me, that they may serve other gods. So they will anger the Lord, and so the anger of the Lord will be kindled against you and destroy you. So they knew that they wasn't supposed to make no league with. That's why they was kind of suspicious. You know, have you ever been in a place where you got something suspicious and you just can't put a finger on it? You know, something just eating at you. You know, something just ain't right with this situation. You know, something ain't right. Something ain't adding up. But I don't know what it is. You know, they didn't know what it was. And they said, verse 9, said unto him, from a very far country, thy servants are come because the name of the Lord thy God. For we have heard the fame of him and all that he did in Egypt. See, they heard that. And all that he did to the two kings in of the Amorites that were beyond Jordan before they crossed over. Sihon, the king of Heshbon, and to Og, king of Bashan, which was at Ashtaroth. You know, that's what God did on the other side. They didn't speak about what God did on this side. See, these men was wise. They was real wise because they just said something about Jericho, Ai, on this side. See, that stuff on that side was a long time ago. We heard how he brought you out of Egypt. We heard how he brought you over the Red Sea. We heard how he kept you in your time of need in the wilderness. We heard about that, but they didn't utter not one word about Jericho and Ai. Why didn't they do that? Because that was something that was too recent. This just happened. They just whooped Jericho. They just tore down the walls. They just defeated Ai. So if they'd have said that, then, you know, cat is out the bag. Then, oh, we know who y'all are. We know the enemy. You're trying to deceive us. You know, but they just couldn't put a finger on it. And so verse 14, and the men took their victuals and asked not counsel at the mouth of the Lord. Here's where most of us get in trouble. And I ain't gonna say Joshua and them got in trouble because I believe had they prayed and the priest had sought God, they would have found out. But I believe the reason why these men were coming, God was looking at their heart. These men were doing what God is asking us to do today. These people were repenting. We heard about what you did. We heard about how you destroyed all of this. Why not? You know, y'all look, go make yourself look raggedy. Go look poor. Go look like you're a pauper. Y'all be an ambassador for us. You got to speak. We believe that. And so they came with a repentant heart. And so I believe if Joshua and all the priests had assault God, God would have said, let them in. That's what God look. God's just trying to get rid of sin. He's trying to get rid of sin. God loves people. He loves men. If he didn't, he wouldn't have made us in his likeness, in his image. He wouldn't have given his only begotten son for the whole world. So God, these people out talking about God don't, he did this and he don't like this. It's you that's doing that. God finna get rid of sin and what those nations was worshiping. And matter of fact, when you do the history and you look up, all of them are just relatives. They were relatives. Canaanites came from Ham. Came from Noah. Them folk are just as good enough to be in there as anybody, but nobody else was making provision. This one nation made provision. So this where a lot of people get in trouble. They don't ask counsel of God. You know, when you get to a place in your life to where you don't understand something, you can't put a finger on something, and it seems like God give you a little part of it. And you'll take that little part of the piece of the puzzle and you'll run off with it and try to put the puzzle together yourself without asking God counsel. When you get on your knees and you start searching God, you got to get on your lay in the bed. However you talk to God, God will give you the rest of the pieces of the puzzle and all of it will come to fruition. And you'll say, now I see, Lord. I see the whole picture now. All God give you sometimes is little pieces. He give you something to get your attention. And you just can't put that finger on it. You can't utter the words. You can't, I mean, you talk to everybody, God looking for you to seek him. And we start running to people, looking for people to give us the answer, then that is going to be our God. That will be our downfall because we're always looking to flesh. God said, no flesh, no man. No man going to get my glory. And so when God start dealing with you in that way, then you're going to always trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Leaning not to your own understanding, but you're going to always acknowledge him in all your ways. And he said he would direct your path. And so these men, they just couldn't put a finger on what was up with these guys. Verse 15, and Joshua had made peace with them and made a league with them to let them live. And the princes of the congregation swore unto them. And it came to pass at the end of 3 days, at the end of 3 days after they had made a league with them, that they heard that they were their neighbors. Now they finding out who these people are, and that they dwell among them. And the children of Israel journeyed and came into their cities on the third day. Now their cities were Gibeon and Cherethah and Beeroth and Kirjathaim. And the children of Israel smote them not, because the princes of the congregation had sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel, and all the congregation murmured against them. But all the princes said unto all the congregation, we have sworn unto them by the Lord God of Israel. Now, therefore, we may not touch them. You can't touch them, because this, he said, we will do. We will even let them live, lest wrath be upon us, because of the oath which we swore unto him. I believe that when you make a vow to God, it's better not to even make that vow than to make one and to break it. When you tell God that you're going to do something, man, you got to stick with that word. And we ask God, come to him and ask him to do something, we want him to stick to his word. Hasten to your word, Lord. Lord, you said. And God be saying, you said too. Do you remember what you said? You said you were going to do thus and thus and thus and thus. But you got to do it. Moses wrote to him, said, if a man vow unto the Lord or swear an oath to bind his soul with a bond, he shall not break his word. He shall do according to all that proceeded out of his mouth. Jackie, Pastor, we want to go knock on some doors on Friday nights. We got to get that. We got to come together and get that out. We going to be bound by our word. You know, I know you for real. I know you serious, but I just, when you said that, I said, Lord, she don't even know this in my message. When you tell God something, God expect for you to do it. You get down there and sometimes you be heavy burden, heavy laden. Lord, I do this. You're making fleeces that they don't know that they making fleeces. Making, you know, Lord, I'll do this if you do that. And God do this, but God be looking for you. Is you going to do that? You got to do that, because God said, I'm going to do that thing. I'm going to keep my word. I can't lie. If I said it, then I'm going to do it. If I spoke it, then I'm going to perform my word. It ain't going to return for it. But are you going to do what you said that you were going to do? Are you going to promise? You're going to keep your promise, or you're going to break it? We got to keep our promises. And so now, since they then found out who they are, and the princes, verse 21, said unto them, let them live, but let them be hewers of the wood and drawers of water unto the congregation, as the princes had promised them. Now, Israel want to get rid of them now, since they found out this our enemy. Joshua, what are you doing, man? You know, didn't Moses told us now, he told us to get rid of all of these people. And Joshua, well, the princes, the people that really know God now. Well, we didn't ask God about this thing, but we did make a promise. We told him that we wouldn't destroy him. We told him that we wouldn't kill him. You know, so now we're going to give them something. Joshua says in verse 23, now therefore you are cursed, and there shall be none of you be freed from being bondmen, and hewers of wood and drawers of waters for the house of God. Now, Paul wrote to the Corinthians, said, you were slaves when you were called. Were you slaves when you called? They going to put a hard burden on these folk. When you cutting wood for, not for the people of God, they were cutting wood for the congregation, for the work that the priests had to do, to burn, to cook the meat in the flesh and pots, for the brazen altar. They had to draw water for all of these things that I mean, they did all these sacrifices and burning. It was hard work. They had to keep the lights lit, had to keep the altar lit with fire continue. So therefore, they thought that they was putting something really hard on them. You know, sometimes the devil think he's putting something really hard on you. And it feel like it's a burden. They put these people in a position to where he said, you shall be bondmen, and none of you be freed from being bondmen. Paul said, look, you were slaves when you were called. All of us were slaves. We were slaves to sins. We was out there doing all kind of stuff, and we loved doing it. Here it is. Now God called us in that house of God. We're supposed to love cutting wood. The old folks said when you cut wood, when you start praying and all that, said you're storing up lumber in heaven. When you start drawing water, yes. And he said, don't let it concern you. But if you can gain your freedom, take the opportunity. These people saw an opportunity to gain their freedom, not just for them. This was an opportunity for my mama, for my daddy. This was an opportunity for my grandmama, my sons, my daughters, my wives, my children. We got to do what we got to do. So these folk walked up. I'm getting before myself. So these folk walked up to Joshua. Walked right on in the camp. People that's supposed to be destroyed. People that ain't supposed to have nothing. They ain't supposed to have no rights. They ain't supposed to know nothing about Jesus. They ain't supposed to know nothing about the law. They walk right up to Joshua. We are your servants. We want to serve your God because we heard about what he can do. We heard that your God can heal. We heard that your God can deliver. We heard that your God will fight our battles for us. Ain't nobody making provision out there, but they want what God got. Everybody want the goods, but they don't want to do what it take to get what you're supposed to have from God. It don't take all that. You ain't got to get up and walk and run around this church, Jackie. Brother Hearns, you ain't got to cut your whatever you do out there. You say you are. Whatever you do. It take all of that and more. It take a whole lot. So they thought they was putting something hard on these men. Y'all gonna cut all this wood? You gonna draw the water? And these people are saying, praise God, thank you. Because I'm gonna be able to work. Here's a Gentile that been converted. I'm gonna be able to work where you can't even go. Some of the Jews couldn't even go in there. But I'm gonna be working right next to the priest. Here y'all wood is. Here your water is. I get to learn when they get to talking to God. I get to ear hustle a little bit. I get to see some miracles because, hey, y'all, guess what just happened? You know, they get to go back out and tell the Jews, here's some Gentiles converted. Say, Lord, we're going to humble ourselves. We know that you told Moses to get rid of us. We deserve to die. We don't deserve to live. We know and heard about what you can do. But here we are, Lord. Look on our hearts and don't look on the outward appearance. Look on what we're trying to do. We're trying to be a part of what you do. Instead of a curse, they got a blessing. Instead of being kicked out, they got brought in. Instead of being destroyed, they got saved. How many want to make provision for God this morning? It ain't just all about salvation. If you saved, you got to make provision for something else too. You got to make provision for your healing. You got to make provision for your family. You got to be the one that will stand in the gap, make up the heads for them. You got to bow down before God. You got to be ready and don't be worried about what somebody else is saying. Because God is looking at your heart. And if we don't intercede for our family, then who is? If we don't cry out to God, then who will? He's looking for his people to cry out. The world ain't gonna cry out to God. They don't know nothing about God. They say they just believe. They don't never say they believe in Jesus. Oh, I believe in God. That's just it. That's as far as they go. You got to believe in the Son of God. That's what life is. It's in Jesus. Just believe in God. I'm going to say because Jesus said, you believe God, believe also in me. My Father gave me the power, not just the power. He gave me all power. He gave me all authority. So you got to come to me to get to the Father. Don't think you're going to get to the Father by good works, because you ain't never told a lie, because you ain't never stole nothing, you know, because you give to the poor. Don't think that your works going to get you in there. You better start making provision, because your works is never going to be good. Your righteousness is as a filthy rag. So whatever you think that you bring in to God, if it ain't a sacrifice of praise, if it ain't a broken, contrite spirit, then you ain't bringing nothing. God wants you to be broken. He wants you to be bent at your heart and sacrifice and make provision for what's coming ahead. These men knew that something was coming. We heard about it. Yeah, we heard about what you did over there. We know that that your great and dreadful God, he is almighty. He is powerful. He will do anything for y'all. So these men, they made provision for the city, for the nation, for the children, for any and everybody that was connected to them. Let's turn to somebody got Joshua 10. Let's start with verse 1 through 10.
King of Jerusalem had heard how Joshua had taken Ai and had utterly destroyed it, as he had done to Jericho and her king. So he had done to Ai and her king, and how the inhabitants of Gibeon had made peace with Israel and were among them.
Mm-hmm.
That they feared greatly, because Gibeon was a great city as one of the royal cities, and because it was greater than Ai, and all the men there were mighty.
Mm-hmm.
Wherefore, Adonis the Dad, king of Jerusalem, sent unto Hoham, king of Hebron, and unto Piram, king of Jarmuth, and unto Japhia, king of the Lachish, and unto Deber,
mm-hmm.
king of Eglon, saying, come up to me and help me, that we may smite Gibeon, for it had made peace with Joshua and with the children of Israel.
Hold it. Here's these kings got afraid now. They scared now. One of their nations and broke off. One got wise. We got one wise and the rest of them are foolish. They still stand and think they gonna come together and fight against God, fight against Gibeon. Gibeon and this nation got afraid, so he get the call on his buddy. That's how the devil work. When he can't get to you, he'll go and call his buddy. He'll go and call fear. He'll go and call oppression. He'll go cause disobedient. He go call everything that's against God to try to get to you. So he's calling all of these people because he's afraid of this Gibeon city. This was a great and mighty nation. He come on up here, y'all. I need some help. You know, they done made a pact with Israel. They done made peace with God. When you make your peace with God, don't think everything is going to be all right. When you make your peace with God, trouble is on the horizon. When you give your life to the Lord, don't think everything is going to be hunky-dory. That's when the battle fight. That's when the battle starts. That's when the war begins. Ain't no war when you're already out there in the mess. Devil ain't going to bother you because he got you already. But when you make your peace with God, all kind of hell is going to break loose. Everything going to come at you. You know, you're healthy. I ain't never been sick, but now I'm young. You know, I'm getting sick in my body. Where this stuff coming from? You know, I ain't never had to go off on nobody, but These folk getting on my last nerve. I got to really bridle my tongue by biting it to keep me from saying stuff that I know that should be coming from my heart. You know, stuff is going to start happening to you. But God is trying to make you and make you realize that you don't have to fight these battles. Let God do the fighting. Read.
They and all their hosts, and encamped before Gibeon, and made war against it. And the men of Gibeon sent unto Joshua to the camp of Gilgal, saying, slack not thy hand from thy servants. Come up to us quickly and save us.
Don't tell me these men, they knew what they were doing. These men had an agenda. These men knew what they were doing. They knew about this God. You better know your God. The Bible tells us they that know their God shall do exploits. These men knew exactly what was coming. They knew that they was going to have to call on God to fight their battle. They knew that they was going to have to call on God to heal their family, heal the sick. They knew. They knew exactly what. And they putting Joshua on the spot right here. Slack not thy hands from thy servants. You said that we're going to be cursed. We're going to make you cut the wood. We're going to make you get all this water. Slack not thy hands. We still are your servants. Come on down here, Joshua. Come on down here and save us from our enemies. We need your help, Joshua. Gibeon didn't have to do nothing, even though that they were mighty. The Bible said that they were mighty. They had mighty men in their camp. But here it is. You got all the mighty men. And you don't have to fight not one lick. I don't care how strong you are. I don't care if you can bench press 1,000 pounds. I don't care what kind of artillery you got, all kind of weapons that you have. I don't care what it is. If it's carnal, it just ain't going to work. It don't work. Not in this fight, it don't. This is a spiritual war for. You can't bring nothing carnal to this fight. You can put your gloves on. You can kick your shoes off and say, come on, let's go. Let's go. But it just don't work that way. They said, come on down here, Joshua. Save us. We are your servants. You done made a covenant with us. God done made a covenant with you. And you done made a covenant with him. And so all you got to do is call on God. Call on Jesus. And Jesus won't slack. He going to say, go down there and help them. Get on down there and help. He's in trouble. God got your back. God going to fight your battles. You ain't got to do nothing but believe God. All you got to do is just keep trusting God. Make a pact. Make some provision. Make some kind of provision. Get yourself prepared to meet God because you're going to meet him one day. Read. Yeah, see, Joshua ascended. That means he came down from where they was at. We know Jesus went up. Huh? But he going to ascend too. He going to come back down. Jesus going to come down. He going to come down every time you call him. He ain't going to come down one time. I know we waiting for that last trumpet, but you ain't got to wait for the last trumpet. All you got to do is call Jesus right now. He'll ascend down. He'll come down right where you at. He'll be there right with you. He said, I'll never leave you nor forsake you. God is going to always be there with you. I remember I give this testimony before when I was going through in my body. I mean, I had a pinched nerve, was having migraine headaches, and I was just about ready to give up. Devil just doing a number on every night. I mean, just about every night I would get a migraine. My son is sitting back there right now. He would be the one that would stay up all night long till morning, massaging my neck. Daddy, you all right? I said, Daddy, I'm crying. I'm literally crying. And I'm telling the truth, Ty, crocodile tears. I mean, the pain was just so unbearable. To that one night in my bedroom, I had wore everybody out. The devil wore everybody out in my family. There was nothing they can do. The doctor said they can do nothing. Ain't nothing I can do, Big Al. Ain't nothing I can do. So I said, Lord, I can't take this. This is unbearable. I am ready to go. Right now, I was on, in a fetal position in my bedroom. I said, I'm ready to go, Lord. I just can't deal with it no more. And then Jesus, you ain't got to believe me if you don't want to. Jesus ascended on down in my bedroom and called me by my name three times and started to minister to me and say, I know what you're going through, but you didn't bear a cross. I know what you're going through. You didn't take no lashes on your back. He said, follow me. And I just agreed with the word. You just got to agree with the word. See, we preach the word, we read the word, we pray the word, but you got to agree with it too. You know, we say, yeah, we're going to pray. And I always put on the end, but also believe it. Apply it. Make it part of you. However you got to do that. I made it part of me that night. And I said, that's right. You did say that. And he said, follow me. I just got up on my knees and just started following this light and around. In my undershorts and my t-shirt. And when I woke up the next morning, it was gone. I don't know how many, you remember how many years, Tyler, that's been? Long years. I ain't had now. The nerve is unpinched. All of that. Jesus, all you got to do is just, Lord, you said. You said it, Lord. Agree with the word and he gonna come down. Heaven is gonna come down and glory gonna fill your soul. When heaven come down, heaven gonna bring a blessing. When the praises go up, man, you got to make some noise. You have to go to war, and our war is praise. When they go to war, don't think nobody have no quiet wars. You know, when we go to war with somebody, they over there dropping bombs. Boom. Mother Gertha said, when she was a little girl, she just went to sleep to all that stuff, just praying and hoping that damn bomb dropped on them. We don't know, ain't no quiet wars. I ain't saying walk around. We, not y'all, we got to praise God. We got to lift him up. We got to go to war with this devil. We got to let him know that he's already defeated. Jesus has already come down. He done already wiped away all our foes. He done already bind the strong man. Healing is the children's bread. By his stripes, you're going to be healed. Come on, by his stripes, you're already healed. So you just got to get on up and praise God for your healing. Because when you call him, he come down. He ain't going to sit up there and say, well, did you hear anything, Father? Did y'all hear anything? He said, when the righteous cry, he hear them. And so they had to come down. Joshua had to come down from Gilgal. He had to come down to help his servants. Even though he thought he was pronouncing a curse on them. Look what they got. God turned that blessing, that curse into a blessing. What the enemy meant for evil, God always got a good plan. And I ain't calling Joshua them evil, but the enemy thought that they was going to walk up to Joshua and them door, knock on the door, and they was going to be destroyed. That's what the devil thought. That's what the mother kings were sitting back there waiting. Yeah, they say they're going to go down and make a pact with them guys. We're going to see. When they get the whooping they bust, they're going to come running to us to help them. You know, it's few of us, but all of us together is many, but they got a great big old camp down there. And so they thinking that this tribe is going to get annihilated and wiped out. But God turned it around and worked it out for their good. He said, no weapon that is formed against you, I don't care what it is, any weapon, it's going to prosper. It just can't prosper. It can't work against you. I don't care what it is. Sickness, common cold, it don't, you might catch it. I ain't going to let him give it to him, but you might catch it. But God going to deliver you. It ain't going to prosper over you. It ain't going to destroy you. He said it will not prosper. And every tongue that rise up against us, it's going to be condemned in judgment. It's going to, every tongue that rise up against in judgment is going to be condemned. He said, this is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. These men, they were calling them slaves, but they referred to themselves as servants. When they first came to the camp, they said, we are your servants. Lord, I'm your servant. No, y'all slaves, get in there and cut that wood. You slave, we your servant. When they said, we are your servants, you made a covenant with us. You got to come help us. He said, This is the heritage of the servants of the Lord. Now, heritage is an inheritance. It's something that was left behind. God left something behind for those folk. God left something behind for you. It's your birthright. When you in Christ, you're a new creature. It belongs to you then. Can't nobody else have your blessing. That's why I say healing is the children's bread. It belongs to you. And he said it's your birthright. It's the tradition. It's part of God's custom. It's part of his history. It's something that God always has done and always will do. So it belongs to you. When you are serving to God, everything that you're looking for, everything that you need, he said he will supply all your needs. It belongs to you. So these men knew that in regardless of what they went through, what they were going through, that God had turned a curse into a blessing. Don't think that when you come to God because things ain't going your way, that God ain't favored you. You got life and favor. You got everything that you need when you're on God. God wants to. He wants people. He wants us first to make preparation. And yesterday, day before yesterday, pastor called me and said, Al, did you know that they having a prayer and washing? They gonna walk and pray for 2 hours. I said, no, man, I didn't know that. And so the next day, she said, yeah. That night, I turned on the TV, and I found it. And Brother Jonathan Kahn and Pastor Franklin was on, and they talking. I watched it, and I said, man, I wish I could be a part of that. And Pastor said, what can we do? Well, you know, we can't go to Washington now. So the only thing God put on my heart to do is come to this church and be in prayer with them and walk around here. Thought about walking through my neighborhood. But I said, Lord, I walked through my neighborhood because they was going to walk. And they had seven places that they were going to stop and pray for different things. And so I said, if I stop in there, you know, I'm already suspicious. But I said, where can I go? He said, go to the church. I was going to go to the park. And so me and Pastor, I told her what the Lord put on my heart. So we got over here. And we walked. I had my little computer up, and it was like a TV, and they prayed, and they did all of that. Then heaven come down and fill our soul. Boy, heaven came down. We walked around. We walked in here. We stopped. We read what they was going to pray about that time. We ran around the church. We just kept on walking. Brother Clay and Dad came, what y'all doing? We just started praying. You just can't talk. We had a good time. But God is looking for people to make preparation. That's what God, and yesterday was a Jewish holiday. I understand why God has been leading me the way he have. The one time when God had me teach about the priests, the 16 days, 8 days, you come and you get yourself together. Then the next 8 days, you get everything out of the house of God, which I know it was in us. And then he's telling us about repenting, the watchman that blows the shofar, you know, Joshua and them marching around Jericho 7 times, blowing the horn. Oh, those are cries. The man of God yesterday said they blew the trumpet yesterday. It was a trumpet blowing yesterday. It's a call to repentance. God was calling Jericho to repentance. He's calling people to repentance. He was calling these people to repent, but ain't but one tribe out of all those sevens came and repent. He's calling for people to make preparation, to do something about the situation. We want something to change, but we don't want to do nothing about the situation. We want God to bless us, but we don't want to repent. We want the healings of God, but we don't want to turn to God. We want to live like we want to live. And they was worshiping the devil, Ashtaroth. It was a devil that they was worshiping. They don't want to come out of their sins, but they want the goods. So God is saying, let's make preparation. If you ain't made no preparation for your house, which you probably saying, well, that's on them. No, that's on you. You know, what kind of fast he said you're going to call that you don't fast for your family? You got to fast and pray and cry out to God to save your family. You suppose if you don't, you're going to be held accountable. It ain't just me, myself, and I. You know, Jesus said, I didn't come for the well. I didn't come for those that are saved. I'm coming for those people that are lost and the sick, because y'all that's saved, y'all don't need, and well, y'all don't need the physician. Y'all okay. But I need the ones that saying, Lord, help me. I'm looking for the ones that say, Lord, I am a sinner. I have done wrong, and I want you to save me. Me and my father's house, we in bad shape. Have mercy upon us, Lord. That's what they were saying when they went to Joshua. And the Bible says that Joshua saved them. They walked right up to his door. And Joshua, in Hebrew, means Yeshua. Jesus in our language. And it means Savior. Man, they walked right up to the Savior. When they walk on to Joshua, they walking right on up to Jesus. They walk right up to Jesus and say, Lord, we repent. Have mercy on us. Have mercy upon my tribe. Have mercy upon my house. We are your servants. We heard about what you can do. We heard about your dread. We don't want to be destroyed. We see something on the horizon that's brewing. Everybody in the body of Christ don't see it all. But there's something on the horizon that's brewing. Something is going to happen. And these men thought, and I think too, I don't want to wait until the brightness of his coming. It's too late then. He said he's coming in a twinkling of an eye. You blink your eye. Blink your eye. He's here. It's too late. He's so gracious, so merciful. If we knew when he was coming, if he let us see him coming, you know, all this crazy stuff we've been doing, and people are trying to figure out when he's coming so they can repent. I can live like the devil. I can cuss everybody out. I can go and commit murder. I can burn up the stores. I can do whatever I want to do. But when I see him coming, I'm going to say, Lord, forgive me. I believe God is so gracious that he's got to forgive him, because he don't break his promise. He made a vow. The soul that sinned shall die. But if you repent and turn, you shall have eternal life. And these people got eternal life. Let's make preparation, saints of God. Let's seek God. You know, yes, we going through some stuff, but if somebody going through worse than I am, you know, we were walking not for ourselves, so to speak. We were walking for the nation, crying out for the president, crying out for the vice president, crying out for the military, crying out for the police officers, and all kind of stuff. It was so good. You know, it was so good we didn't want to leave out here. It was so good. When you're in God's presence, you just don't want to leave. Go where? After you done been there. Where else can you go when you done been in his presence? Go back to what, doing what? I don't want to go back home, though. I got to go home and cut some wood. I got to go wash some dishes. I got to go cut the grass. Let me cut the wood and get the water for you, Lord. I want to stay in your presence. They was in God's presence. You know, God want us to be in his presence and stay in his presence. So that just wasn't a one-day thing for me. That was just a reminder yesterday for me. Let it be a reminder for you too. That make preparation. Jesus is coming soon. Yeshua is our Savior. And man, when you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved. Paul said, look, there ain't no difference between Gentile nor the Jew. For the same Lord over all is, huh? Yes, he is. For the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon the name of the Lord. And when you call upon the name of the Lord, you shall be saved, because God is going to ascend down and cause your enemies to be scattered. God bless you this morning. Anybody need pray?
Anybody need some prayer this morning? Anybody want to come to the Lord this morning? Anybody want to give up what they know? Anybody want to make preparation today? Today is the day. Tomorrow ain't promised. This is a time of preparation. Saints and sinners, all the same. We got to get it right. We got to trust God. Come to Him. Broken. All the song said, all we got to offer Him is brokenness and strife. You know, he don't need nothing else that you got. He didn't give you brokenness and strife. He trying to deliver you from brokenness and strife. God wants to give you every and anything that you need. That's why I say I don't need that big old wide. You know, I thought it was cool because the rap song had said, got a knot in my pocket, weigh at least a grand. And I thought I was supposed to have a knot in my pocket, Brother Hearn. Weigh at least a grand. You know, forgot about the robbers and the thieves out there that cut my head off and blow my brains out for the $1,000. You know, I want to give up my life for $1,000. All of this jewelry on. Did I have jewelry? Rings? I wasn't making provision till one day in this little rickety old church. This pastor was preaching. Didn't get on me about none of it. Never had no conversation to me about it. I was just Al. Knot in my pocket. Rings on every finger. Chains. So one day, one of them nights, it was a night, God spoke to me and said, take that stuff off. What? Take it off. All of it. You ain't married. You don't need nothing on your finger. Came back one time, I give testimonies, and God told me to take it off. What? Yeah, he told me, what'd you do with it? I sold it, and I gave some of it away. Got rid of it. God was telling me to make provision. You know? God got need for us. Jesus said, look, go home in the other town, you're going to see a coat tied up. The man going to come out and say, what you doing? You tell that man, the Lord have need of this thing. Loose and let it go, because God got need of it. Anybody today want to come to the Lord? Anybody today need prayer? Anybody this morning need to make preparation? Today is the day to make that preparation. I ain't going to be on you long. Pastor be on you. She'll come and get you. But I want the Spirit of God to come and get you. I want the Spirit of God to touch your spirit. Because I don't want it to be me. I know he said, compel them to come. I'm compelling you to come. Come on. God wants to save your soul. God wants to encourage you. Come on. Well, in the words of my pastor, I've delivered my soul. Stand to your feet, please. He is great. And he is greatly to be praised. Instead of a curse, man, we got blessed. Man, I thought I couldn't do nothing when I got saved. You can't do this, you can't do that. I heard all the can'ts. I thought I was just supposed to come to church and just sit down and be still because that's what I was taught by mama. You better be still in church. So as a little boy, I was still in church. If I didn't be still in church, I knew what was coming. Not when I got home. Go back in the coat room. And when I went to church, we was in a storefront, so everybody can hear the licks and the hollers. So I had to be still on Dr. Martin Luther King in that coat, in that storefront. You know? God was getting me ready then. I had no idea. Instead of a curse, man, you go to church, you can't do this no more. You can't do that no more. Boy, I have more fun in the house of God than I ever had fun out there in the street. You know, I ain't had to worry about watching my back in here. I ain't had to worry about nobody finna cut my throat, reach in my back pocket. But I thought I was having fun in the world. Guards down. Nobody watched my back but Jesus. Mama Mama made a covenant with God. Keep my children, Lord. They out there in the world. They in the clubs. Keep my children. Mama was a Hivite. She was Gibeon, from Gibeon. Watch over my seed, Lord. Every time we would leave the house, Mama would be in that living room just crying. I didn't know why Mama was crying. Now I know. And we've been kept because God has made a covenant. Because God made a covenant with my mama. Not all not saved, but all know God and know where they're supposed to be. There be nothing else. We have no announcement, Pastor, nothing coming up. Oh, Lord. Traveling shoes. I should have had mine on yesterday because, boy, I had to hold up in front of you because, boy, my thigh like it got touched and got hollow. I'm glad past gone so I can limp, but I had to line up right. And we was praying, like, man, boy, this thigh hurt. But God is so good, you know. God is good. It's better to.
When I first met him 20, 30 years ago, amen, 30-some years, he was roped. He just roped. Well, coming from, the Pentecostal church, so the saints would say, you need to tell that boy to take that junk off. And I just listened. I always respected my elders, and I just listened. Amen, because the Lord had taught me many years ago that you don't scale a fish in the water. You got to first get him out. Amen, so I saw the child, and I felt something about this boy. You know, and I don't know if you remember what you said, Pastor, when you go out to this church, I'm going to be the first one to come when you make the altar call. You remember? And I sure made the altar call, and he was the first one to come. We had a little church around the corner. It's tore down now. But, you know, God is so good. And so when he pulled it off, it was all God, you know, because why pull off stuff and something's still in you? You know, to tell a drunk, say, get up out of you drunk. Well, when you get him up, he's going to still be drunk. It's got to be God to change people. So the Lord taught me that years ago. I've been in this since I was 14. I was teaching Sunday school kids when I was 14, and I'm 81 now. So I've been in this a long time. And through the years, God has taught me many things. And I just want to thank the Lord for being where I am now. So it looked like, God takes us through things. And I thank the Lord for where I'm coming through and going through, because I think that's going to be the next stop. He just whispers something in my ear when I sit there. And a lot of times I sit and I, whatever. But God is a good God. He's been good to me. He has proven himself to me that he is my God, my Savior, and everything that I need. And he is. I don't care where you go through, he's there. You know, in any period of your life, it may be boom, but God is there. And so I just want to thank the Lord for Jesus and thank the Lord for you all coming. Especially, sister, thank the Lord for you coming. I don't never met you before, I don't think. No, but I just thank the Lord for you and for Sister Harlan and for Steve. Yeah, because I told him, I said, I had said something to him, you know, because sometimes I talk too much. I maybe don't say the wrong thing, you know. So I said something to Steve when he told me, I said, they ain't coming back. I said, they ain't coming back. But there he is. He come and just smiled. And I said, so I think he kind of likes me. And so I just want to thank the Lord. You all are so sweet. And Brother Dwight, we're glad to see you back. Praise the Lord. So now we're going to turn it over to him and let him.
Praise the Lord. Well, I thank God for my pastor. I thank God for that. I didn't know that, but I'm so glad that she didn't do what they say do, because I had such a bad experience in church. I went to a family church, and, man, they took me in the back room. It was black, and a few of them got around me, and they got to yelling at me, telling me to speak, trying to make me speak in tongues. And from that day forward, I ain't going back to no church. There were people that asked me to go. My buddies asked me, no, I don't want to go. Because I felt like that somebody was going to try to make me do something against my will. I don't want to do it right. You know, so got to be God, you know. And so when I met my pastor, I know it was God that called me out of this nightclub, you know. And get my life to the Lord. I didn't know her, but I just began to go home and just read the Bible. Didn't know why. I just started reading. Didn't know where to start reading. I just started reading every day. I get off work, I just come home. Wouldn't go outside, wouldn't shoot basketball no more, which was my first love. I loved to work and loved to play that sport. But when Jesus really got a hold of me, he became my first love. And, man, I put the basketball down. I stopped clubbing. They tried to get me to go to a club for somebody's retirement. I said, nope, I ain't going. Why not? I'm going to be there. That's what this pastor said. I almost said, so what? You know, but I kept my tongue. I said, oh, okay. But I won't be there. I ain't got no reason to be there. God didn't tell me going there and missing nobody. I know he sat with the, he sat with those people to drink all that wine, the sinners and publicans and stuff. But that wasn't my purpose. They was there to go and drink and all of that stuff and talk about all of this crazy stuff that I don't talk about no more. So I had to shun the very evil, and I'm still trying to shun some evil. But I thank the Lord. I thank God for his word this morning. I thank the Lord for doing what he wants to do in our lives. God wants to do something. I believe he's doing something in our lives. And we just got to trust God. And again, if I can just keep on hammering that in, make provision for God. Instead of a curse, you didn't get cursed. You got blessed when you came into the house of God. And the man of God said, how can I curse what God has blessed? You can't curse it. The devil can't curse. Can't nobody put a curse on you. They can curse you out. But they can't put no curse on you. What God has blessed is blessed. Let's bow our heads. Heavenly Father, God, I deliver my soul, and I thank you for this word. May the Lord bless and keep you. May the Lord lift up his face upon you and be gracious on you. May the Lord lift up his countenance upon you and be gracious and give you his peace. Father, I ask God in the name of Jesus that you'll watch over us, Lord God, as we go back to our places of abode, God, and wherever our destination is. We pray, God, that you will cover us with the blood, Lord. Hide us behind the cross, God. See to it, God, we make it to our destination without hurt, harm, or danger. We ask it all only in one name, Jesus. Let the church say, amen. Amen.